Welcome. This is Chris Poyser from Cardinal Point Leadership. And this is your audio reflection on high-performance team leadership. Especially when every person on the team matters. Pause. Let's begin by grounding in one big idea. When talent margins are tight, it's not individual skill that predicts success. It's communication patterns. Pause. According to MIT's Human Dynamics Laboratory, 35% of team performance is explained by how often, how openly, and how effectively your people interact. Pause. Not by their resumes, not by their IQ, but by their daily behavioral rhythms. Pause. In this short reflection, we'll explore what that means for your team, and what it means for you as a leader. Pause. Imagine a group of high performers. You've recruited them well. They know their stuff. But something's off. It's not trust exactly. It's not capability. Pause. It's chemistry. Pause. Here's what MIT discovered. The number of face-to-face exchanges between teammates was more predictive of success than the actual content of their conversations. Pause. Think about that. Pause. It's not what they said. It's how often they connected. Pause. There are three core dimensions that make up high-performing teams. You don't need to write them down. Just sit with them. Pause. First, energy. That's the number and nature of exchanges within the team. High-performing teams don't have a few loud voices. They have many contributors, short bursts of back and forth, and consistent physical presence. Pause. Second, engagement. That's how evenly energy is distributed. Is one person dominating? Or is everyone participating? Pause. On great teams, everyone talks. And more importantly, everyone listens. Pause. Third, exploration. This is how often team members reach outside the team, bringing in fresh perspectives, new insights, and ideas that keep the group from becoming stale or stuck. Pause. Energy. Engagement. Exploration. Pause. These three communication patterns, not personality traits, not titles, predict team performance. Pause. Let's reflect. How would you rate your current team on energy? Are people leaning in? Talking often? Face to face? Pause. How about engagement? Is there equity in contribution? Or are there silent members? People getting left behind? Pause. And exploration? Is your team actively importing new thinking? Or repeating what they already know? Pause. Most teams are strong in one or two of these areas. But rare is the team that cultivates all three. And rarer still is the leader who measures them. Pause. That's what this playbook is about. Not theory. Not style. But measurable behavior. Pause. There's a concept from MIT I love, called the charismatic connector. Pause. These aren't necessarily the loudest people. They're the relational glue. They connect teammates with one another. They share ideas. And they listen more than they talk. Pause. When you have multiple charismatic connectors on a team, performance goes up, even if those individuals aren't the most skilled on paper. Pause. Let that sink in. Are you developing connectors, or just performers? Pause. This playbook includes simple tools. A 15-minute team observation, daily scorecards, a weekly pulse check, all grounded in research, and designed to give you control over team chemistry, without micromanaging anyone. Pause. It's not just about running better meetings. It's about building a culture where communication itself becomes a competitive advantage. Pause. Let's close with a commitment. Say this in your mind, or say it out loud if it feels right. Pause. I commit to leading with science, not just instinct. I will measure what matters, and I will lead in a way that lifts the communication patterns of my entire team. Pause. Because in a high-stakes environment, where every person counts, and every interaction matters, you can't afford to leave team dynamics to chance. Pause. This has been your high-performance team leadership reflection, powered by Cardinal Point. If you'd like help measuring, shifting, or scaling your team's patterns, you know where to find me. Pause. Thank you for listening.